I do hope that you have the sheet which I reproduced. There are some extras floating around right over here, Bhima, so that you will be able to take good heed of the flow of the topic. Maybe we'll just wait a moment until everyone has. To reiterate the topic, major schools and the giant personalities of the Talmudic period, Hillel and Shammai. Let us define the title by asking three, maybe four questions. The big question is, can giant personalities and can personality in general be a factor in halachic decision in the halachic process? The secondary problem is, even if we arrive at a definition, a characterization of the personality of Hillel and the personality of Shammai, which we will do very quickly, did their personalities go ahead and style the base Hillel and the base Shammai for generations thereafter? Or was base Hillel different from Hillel? Each Talmud in base Hillel bringing his own personality to bear, and Beis Shammai also the same thing? Or did the original personalities influence and style and shape the aspirations of the entire Mahalach HaMachshava, the entire mode of thought in either Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai respectively? The third, that I hope we will get to, is can these two personality types, and I suspect that you already have sized up Hillel and Shammai in your mind after all of these years, can these two personality types and these two perspectives be bridged, be blended, be synthesized? Or are they Eilu v'Eilu, unbridgeable Divrei Elokim Chayim? Probably I will run out of time. But to give you a little food for thought that will not add to your calories but may get you jumping, if I have time, I would like to ask the fourth question. Whom do we today follow? Whom do we today emulate? Whose methods and perspectives are more valid for us today? Hillel or Shammai? I said that would be a calorie-less kind of tidbit. I hope to make you eat those words and you will not gain calories. Let us begin. Between Hillel and Shammai, there were almost no machlokesim. There was no divergence of opinion halachically. There are only four machlokesim recorded between Hillel and Shammai. And of those four, one was already inherited from their generation before them, from Shmaya and Avtalion, from the Zugos, leaving only three that were indigenously machlokes. Hillel said one way, Shammai said the other way. You want to know what they are some other time. Base Hillel and base Shammai? In the thousands of machlokesim. But before we get to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, let us focus quickly on the personality, the great personalities. I have done my homework, and I want to come and share with you that the personality of Shammai was a personality of precision. And the personality of Hillel was a personality of practicability. Surely I will explain that to you. But once we get to this issue of two personalities, I must automatically tell you that each one, because of their personalities, had two priorities and two perspectives. Shammai the precisionist was interested solely in the elite. Can you take a Torah Emes, Torah min Hashemayim, Divrei Elokim Chayim, and entrust it to the masses? You'd have to be crazy. You would give din v'cheshbon if you didn't allow only the elite and the initiated to learn your precision in perpetuating Morosha Kihilas Yaakov, that which was given up to us, Taras Moshe. Hillel was interested in practicability. Will it work? Won't it work? I need broader parameters. He allowed himself and was ready to allow broader limits in arriving at the MS to accommodate the reality that each one of us is an individual. We are so totally unique. Each one of us has a standard deviation from the exact and precise middle, if such a thing could occur. As a result of this personality, Hillel was an egalitarian. Hillel looked to the masses. Hillel was inspired by the masses. Hillel's weight was with the masses. How do I know? The same way that you know. Let's look at the first of the selections that I have reprinted from you. Pirkei Avos you are familiar with, but if you were to take a look at Pirkei Avos in a Gemara printed in the Shas, right in back of Pirkei Avos is an essential and inseparable part, and that's called Avos de Rabbi Nosson. And like the Mishnah has Braisos, Pirkei Avos is considered a Mishnah as opposed to Avos de Rabbi Nosson, which is the Braisa that explains so much of the text of Pirkei Avos. Right at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, V'ha'amidu Talmidim Harbei, you all remember, you've got to have a lot of Talmidim. Now, Avos de Rabbi Nosson is reprinted in front of you in two texts, two versions that we have. Let's take the right-hand version, which we call Nuscha Aleph. V'ha'amidu Talmidim Harbei, she'bei Shammai Amrim, be Shammai maintain, al yishane Adam, a person has no right to teach Torah, Ela l'mishehu chacham, unless I know first that the person is a chacham, to begin with he is intellectually capable. Onov, in command of his emotions. Next, ben ovos. You know what that is? Ben ovos, yichus. Next, osher. I don't have to tell you what that is. Beishama. And let's go on to Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel omrim, L'chol odam yishaneh, teach everyone. She'harbei posheim hoyu bahem b'Yisrael. There were so many lahachasnikis throughout the ages in Yisrael. V'niskarvu le'talmud Torah, who came close to Talmud Torah, and as a result, from Rishoyim, from posheim, v'yotze'u mehem tzadikim chasidim u'kishevim. And look at Nusach Beis, look at the other one, the narrower column, V'hamidu Talmidim Harbei. If you need a moshel, down to earth moshel, Beit Shin Aleph, Beit Shammai Omrim, is Ein Shomim Elo Likisherim. You first have to have someone who is properly capable of infusing Torah into his personality. You need a Beis Kibul, you need a receptacle first. You need Bnei Ovos, you need Yichus. V'livnei Bnei Ovos, I'm not interested only in one generation. I want to know if he or she is a Rebbe, she'enipu. Okay? Beisilol Amrim L'chol Adam. Beisilol maintains the same position in the second version, every single person. Mishalo L'mad Madavar Domeh. If you want a Moshal, here it is. L'isha she'hi Mosheves Talmegoles al Abitzim. A housewife who has a couple of chickens in the backyard. If you have chickens, you have to worry about the eggs. Some eggs are for eating, others are for hatching. So the housewife goes and she takes the tarnagodas, she takes the hen, umoshivo ala bitzim, and takes the hen and puts the hen onto the eggs, obviously wanting more chicks. Mitoch habei, from all the eggs that the hen is going to sit on, he motziyo me'at, a few chicks will hatch. Umitoch me'at, if she would only take one or two, not knowing what's going to be the end, is eina motzio klum, she'll have nothing, she'll have a gehakti kadohes. And clearly you see that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had priorities. Their agenda was either the agenda of the elite or the agenda of the masses. But let's talk a little more first about the personalities before we get to the schools. Surely we have to arrive at a clear and concise understanding of each of the individuals. As I said before, the characteristics of a shamai are not the characteristics of stama machmir. I am stricter than you. What does it mean to be a machmir? I want you to get into your vocabulary these synonyms. If shamai is a machmir, then he is technically correct at all times. He needs precision. Everything must be procedurally exact at all costs, because, as I said, this is a Torah Sedekim Chaim. You don't play games with such a document. It's liable to blow up in your face and be a 3 mile island. You'll let any shlub go in and run the nuclear reactors of a 3 mile island? Or do you need someone who has already qualified miyomim yomimo, from time immemorial, as being a student who is capable, knowledgeable, trainable, and indeed having been educated in math and in science and all the technicalities and intricacies thereof? Precision, therefore, can only be entrusted to the initiated, to the scholarly, to those who are worthy to be trained. You cannot entrust Torah to just any ordinary human being. You want to see how I know? Selection number 4, the famous one. You have 45 lines and 4 instances over there. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in Abraisa, Divrei Tanoim, La'olam at all times, Yehei Adam An Veson Ki Hillel, you have to be mild-mannered like Hillel. Ve'al Yehei Kapadon Ki Shamai. You cannot be so pedantic and so strict and so restrictive, so precise as Shamai, because you know what happened. Because you know what happened. Ma'aseh Bishnei Bnei Adam. Once there were 2 chevra. Shehimeruza is they bet with one another. Amru saying to one another, Kol mi sheyelech v'yaknites Hillel, anyone who can get Hillel to blow his top, is he told Dalad Meir Zuz. You'll have 400 Zuz to win the bet. Is Omar Echeb Mehem, one of them said, no, I'll take you on. I'll bet you, Ani Yachnitenu, I will blow his fuses. Osai Yom Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. V'hilal chofefes rosho, he was in the shower and shampooing his head. Halach, and this chevraman goes, v'yavar pesach beso, he passes the house, he hears the water running. Whether Hillel was singing in the shower or not, I don't know. But one thing I did know is he had the shampoo in his hair. Chofefes rosho. And he hears someone yelling, Hillel, Hillel, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Where does Hillel live? The end of line 6, Nisatefi Atzolik Praso, so he gets into his bathrobe and goes out to see who it is. Omalo Bini Ma Tomavakesh, I am Hillel, what can I do for you? What are you looking for? He's Omalo, so the Heverman says, Sheila Yeshvili Shol, I have to ask you a Shaila. Omalo, Shal Bini Shal, go ahead. Slach nishesit. Zagus regn was gate from here. I'm dripping all over the place. What's the shayla, okay? But what are rabbonim for? If they won't come to ask shaylas, what's the afen rabbonim? The first shayla I have of you says the chevrama mitnei ma roshein shem bavliim saglag lelos. Why did the bavliim, those who come from Bavel, have round heads? Is on my leg. This is a fundamental question, and the answer is quite simple. The midwives over there, and unfortunately when the children generally babbling pass through the birth canal, their heads get squeezed. Halach, the Heberman goes ahead. V'himtim sha'achas, he waits a while. And Chazavi amar, nochamol, zum zweiten mol, mikan hilal, hilal, hilal. No, Hilal didn't finish the first time the soap was still in his ear. His nisatev, once again, he gets dressed, v'yatzoli kaso, he goes out. Amar, b'ni ma'atam mevakesh, what can I do for you now? He says, amar, she'elo, yishlidish, oh, I have an answer, I have a question for you, another shayla. Amar, sha'al, b'ni sha'al, go right ahead. I mean, it's only Erev Shabbos, I have to be in shul in 20 minutes. The shayla is important. Mitneima, my second question is, mitneima, for what reason is einehem she'tav moniim trutos? Why is it that those who live on a certain oasis in the Syrian desert, Tarmonim, are trutos? You always look in their eyes, they are glassy. Their eyes are teared. Zamalo Bani, he says to him, second time around, Shaila Gedola Shalta. It's an incredible question that you ask. And here is your answer. If you live in the Syrian desert, every wind that will blow is worth a million, and every granule of sand is liable to get into your eye. That's why their eyes are teary. As you can well imagine, for 400 zuz, you try again. Alak v'imtin sha'achas. He goes away, chazar, and he comes back, v'yamar, and nochamol mehel v'yahaktachanik. Mikan hilal, mikan hilal. And the same story the third time, Nisatefi Yatzalik Vaso Hilal goes ahead, gets dressed, and goes out. Oma'alil, he says to him, B'ni ma'atam mevakesh, no ha'shailah. Okay. Oma'alil, she'ele yesh lishol. Shailah is forever valid, I have to ask you. Sha'al b'ni sha'al, go right ahead. And the question this time is, Mipnei ma'agleim shel afrikiyim erchavos. Why do the Africans have flat, webbed feet, like a bunch of what? They're ducks. Like ducks. So Mali, Bini, Amali, Mankin, three in a row, incredible questions. She'elo gedola she'alta. This is the product of a mind that searches and looks. So I'll give you an answer. They live in swamps. Could they walk through the swamps if they didn't have feet that were accustomed, that were engineered from a physical point of view to be able to get them through this atmosphere, this surrounding? That's why they have webbed, big, flat feet. Zamala, this time he says with a heavy sigh, Rabbi Nir, she'elos habe yesh li lishol. For $400, I have a lot of questions to ask you. I'm afraid, given the time and your particular circumstance, you're going to get angry with me. I would not want that. Nisatev, the Yashab Lefanov. Tied the band on his robe, and he sat down. Ask me anything you want. Omalei, kol she'elo she'esh v'chol yishol she'al. So Omalei, he says to Hillel, Atohu Hillel she'kolhim asachal Nisi Yisrael? Are you the Hillel that people call you Nisi Yisrael? So Omalei, hey, yeah. So Omalei, im Atohu, if indeed you are not an imposter and you're telling me the truth, lo yivukim asachal Yisrael. May there never again be one like you. So Amalei b'ni, mitnema. Vos p'nich shulik azah pachim ponu? What? So Amalei says, I'll tell you the truth. You ask the question this time, I'll tell you the truth. Here's the answer. Mitnei shavaditi al yadacha dalet me'azuz. I just lost $400. Segechim Shabbos, I have to report in. I have to say that I lost the bet. Is Omalei, so Hillel said to him, Hevi Zoya Beruchacha, watch out. Just watch out for yourself. Kedai hu Hillel, Sheteyaved al Yado Dalid Meyazuz, the Od Dalid Meyazuz. To have a Hillel in this world, such a personality, with all due humility, it's worth to be able to lose 400 zuz and another 400 zuz. and Behila lo yakbid. And you'll ask me all the Geinish kashis in the world, or every klotz kasha in the world, I will answer you, I will not get it. Tana Rabbanan, we started out la'olam on the first line, Yehei am v'son ki Hillel. You've got to be mild-mannered like Hillel. But we still don't have whom here? We don't have Shammai here. Let's go on. On line 22, in the middle of the line, the second of four instances. Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa Ma'ase ben Achri Yachod. We know about a certain goy, Shebolif ne Shammai, who first came to Shammai v'omalo, asking him, Kama Toros Yesh Lachem? How many Toros are there? Whereupon Shammai gave him an instant and correct answer. Amar lo shtayim, said to him, we have two. One is Toros Shebichsav, and the other one is Toros Shebalpeh. He's Amar lo, says the goy, I want to tell you something. I very much would like to convert. Elo Shebichsav ani ma'amin lecho. When it comes to the Toros Shebichsav, I will allow you the honor of being my teacher. I see absolutely no validity whatsoever to the so-called Torah Shebaal Peh. Right there I can stop, and if any of you are interested, I can tell you clearly that in these 6-7 words is a whole hour's lecture. A whole hour's lecture about the winds that blew of separating Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. I'll just give you a little lollipop, okay? The big machlokes between the Jews in the period of Tanoim and the so-called Judeo-Christians was what? Simply whether we accept Torah Shebaal Peh as part of Torah. And they went ahead and created their own Torah called the New Testament in answer to our Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay? But let's go further. This is not the issue here. Says the Goy Gayereini, I want you to be Megayah mi al-Menashe to Lamedeni Torah Shebichsav. Give me only Torah Shebichsav to learn, and I will become a Jew. Ga'albo, he yells at him, Vahotzio bin Zifa, and throws him the H out, that he knew exactly never to come back. Bolif nei Hillel, so he goes and finds Hillel. You know, you shot for halacha. If this rabbi is no good, I'll go find myself another rabbi. Bolif nei Hillel, Gayere. And he went ahead and Hillel converts him. Yom Kamo, the first day of learning Torah with him, is Omale Hillel said to him, I'm fine, Aleph, Kometz Aleph, or Beis, Kometz Aleph, the Kometz Beis Bo, Gimel, Kometz Gimel Go, Dalet, Kometz Dalet Do, come back tomorrow. Lemachol, he comes back for his lesson the next day, Apechle, he turns it around. Shows him an aleph and says, Kometz Dalet Do. Shows him a beis and says, Kometz Gimel Go. Shows him a gimel and says, Kometz Beis Bo. Shows him a dalet and says, Kometz Aleph O. Apechle, turns it around. Zomaloy, the goy says to him, Vahoy Esmolo, Amatali Hoki. This isn't what you taught me yesterday. Zomaloy, he said to him, Lavalai Didi Kosamach. Didn't you rely on me to learn yesterday Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet, and you accepted this lesson from me authoritatively? Yes. If that's the case, Da'alpeh Nami Smekalai. If that's the case, now that you're sitting here, you'll have to accept my authority that says that there are two Torahs, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. There's no other way. For the first time, we see the difference between Hillel and Shammai. But it gets better. The third instance, line 28, Shuv, Ma'aseh bin Achri Achod, a Ma'aseh with another goy, Shebolif ne Shammai, coming before Shammai, Om Aloi Gayereni, for the purpose of conversion, Al Menas Shel Telamedeni Kol HaTorah Kulo, Kshani Omed Al Regel Achas, standing on one foot, you'll teach me the entire Torah. Dochafor Be'amas HaBinyon, he had a yardstick in his hand, and he pushed the goy away with the yardstick. Amas HaBinyon. Do you know what a mason uses a yardstick for?
Measure.
To measure how many bricks he already put on, how much further he has got to go. What's the word I am looking for? To measure how precise he is in relationship to the architect. And he picks up the same Shammai who taught in Pirkei Avos. Heavy mekabel is Kol Odom B'Sever Ponim Yavos. There is a shmechel, there is a smile for every human being in this world. Picks up a yardstick, not a broomstick. A yardstick. With the chafol, and he pushes him away. And the guy looks at the yardstick. Goy Shekup, learn from what I am pushing you. You want on one foot to suddenly be entrusted with Divrei Elikim Chayim Eish Ochlo Morosho Kehilas Yaakov, for which Moshe Rabbeinu gave twice, 40 days and 40 nights, Lechem Lo Chalu Mayim Lo Shasa, and you want to stand on one foot. Gayereini, and you become a Jew, Tachas Kanfei Ashkina, of this Kiddusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, a yardstick, not a broomstick. Bolivne Hira, Goy comes to Hira, Gayerei, and this is the famous incident where Hillel converted this Goy, the Omalo, he says to him, the Aloch Sani, you want to learn on one foot? What is hateful unto you, Lechavroch Lo Savei, don't do unto your neighbors, Zoe Kolator Kulo. This is the entire Torah, the Iduach, the Idach Perusho. The rest is only a perish zil gemar. Go ahead and go, you go learn the rest yourself. Again, the difference between Hillel and Shammai. Finally, Shuv Maaseh ben Achri Echad, once again, with another guy. She was walking here on the side of the Beis Medrash. He shamak kol sofer. He heard the voice of a rebbe teaching the pasuk shehayah omer ve'elah begodim asher yasu. These are the begodim that you shall make, the gorgeous choshen and the ephod umi'il umitznefes ve'avnei. This is the wardrobe of obviously the Kohen Gadol. Zomar the goy, not knowing that it was for the Kohen Gadol, omar halonu lemi. Whose wardrobe is this? What a gorgeous outfit. It is Omrullah the Kohen Gadol. They said to this guy, this is the outfit that a Kohen Gadol walks around with. Omar Osam Machri Batzmo. The guy says to himself, if that's the case, Elech Veskayer, if you walk around in $1,000 buttoning suits like this, and you're a Kohen Gadol, then it pays to me. Elech v'esgayer, I'll go and become a ger. You know what for? Bishvil she yisimuni Kohen Gadol. Ichob ginuk seichel, says the guy, Binish kan goy shikop. I have enough seichel that I will already become a Kohen Gadol. It will be worth it for me. Okay? Bolifnei shamai, immediately he transforms thought to action. And lands up in front of Shammai, Omale Gayereni, telling Shammai exactly what he wants, Al Menashe to Simeni Kohen Gadol. I expect, however, that for the money that I pay you to teach me, and for this odyssey of learning, I want to become a Kohen Gadol. Dechofol ba'amas ha'binyon. He took the same yardstick and he pushed him away. Bolif Nehillel, the goy comes to Hillel, in Gayerei, and he goes ahead, heard the same story, and he converts him. Omalei, klum ma'amidim melech el amishi yadea tachsisei malchus. So I know you want to be a Kohen Gadol. Alright, you want to be a Kohen Gadol, but if you wanted to be a king, wouldn't you learn the ways, the conventions of aristocracy, of royalty, as to how to be a king? Lech lemod, now it's time for you to go and learn tachsisei malchus, what it means to be a melech, to be a Kohen Gadol. Halach, the goy goes, Vikara, and he starts to learn Mikra, he starts to learn Chumash, the Kevon Shegiya, and once he reaches the Pasuk in Bamidbar, the Hazor HaKorev, you must, that anyone who is not among the elite and the initiated in Kuhuna, and is not a Kohen Gadol, Hazor HaKorev, you must, you will die if you come here. He's Omalev. So he says to Hillel, Mikra Zeh Minema. Who are we talking about? Who is the Zohar? Zomalei. So David says to him, you want to know who? Afilu Adavid Melech Yisrael. David Melech Yisrael is also a Zor HaKorei Yumos. That if he went into the Kodesh Kodshim feigning as if he were a Kohen Gadol, Hazor HaKorei Vimos, he could have been stricken down in Dine Shemayim. Is Nosa also Ger Kal V'Chomer Be'atznot, having already developed the thumb mentality, he's sitting and learning Torah, so he was able to come up and construct the following Kal V'Chomer. Umay Yisrael, take any Jew, Shenikre Ubonim Lamoko, who are considered the Ribbono Shel Olam's children, Umitoch Ahavo She'ahavom Korolahem Bini Bechol Yisrael, that of all the Bashechanish and of everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam created, Yisrael was considered the Bechir, the choicest of all. Nonetheless, when it comes to ordinary Jews, Ksiv Aleihem V'Azor HaKareivimos, the din applies to every single Jew, is Ger HaKal, I, who am not a natural Jew by birth. Shebob Maklo V'Talmilo, I came with my suitcase and with my walking stick, and I asked to be converted, is Alachas Kamo V'Kamo, all the more that I will not have the opportunity to go and be a Kohen Gadol and come Lifnai V'Lifnim V'Azor HaKorei Vimos, is Bo Lifnei Shamai, the Goy who now is a converted Jew sitting and learning Chumash and already understands Akal V'Chomer, comes to Shammai V'Omale and he says to him, Klum Roi Ani Lios Kohen Gadol, am I worthy of being a Kohen Gadol? Why didn't you tell me then that it is a total impossibility? You just showed me the yardstick and you threw me out. Once he finished with Shammai, he came to Hillel, the Omale, and says to Hillel, I'm the son Hillel, your mild manner, Hillel, causes me now to say to you, may all the brachos in the world descend on your head, shehikravtani tachas hashechina, that you didn't make me a Kohen Gadol, but at least you allowed me to come under the wings of Shechina to know what it means to be a Jew who is a ger. The Gemara finishes, liyamim nizdavgu shloshtam, the three of them obviously having a triangular relationship with one another, one day came together in a certain spot. And Hillel doesn't walk alone, he has Talmidim. Shammai doesn't walk alone, he has Meshelsim. The Goy, the Ger, obviously is a personality to deal with. Amru, and they said, when the three were standing, take a look at those three. Kapdon Soshel Shammai, Biksha Litordeinu Min Ha'olam. The precision of Shammai is just absolutely too staggering for us. It makes us weary in this world. Anvisanu so shall Hillel, the mild manner of Hillel, kervonu tachas kanfei hashechinot, gave us just a little room to be able to come tachas kanfei hashechinot and still be entrusted with Torah's emes. You were going to ask.
Yes, my question is, why did Hillel run after Goyim? Today, in order for a Goy to convert today, he's got to have the proper reasons. We do not convert a Goy or encourage a Goy to convert who wants to marry a Jewish woman. He has to have a faith and a feeling to convert for the sake of Hashem.
The answer is simple. Today's times were seen as different by Hillel and Shammai in those times. And obviously when they did convert, they converted Torah Lishma. They knew the Halacha just as well as we, and conditions were different. And nonetheless, it was through these two functions of personality, when Hillel was able to give you a little latitude and a little leeway to change, that he brought us Tachas Kanfei Hashechina. And secondly, Shammai realized that you don't entrust ever Torah unless you are a proven elite. Simple as that. Now I can show you hundreds of examples that run parallel to this identical thing. But let's move on. Hillel is the champion of the masses, as we said. If you are the champion of the masses, you urge them always to grow. You urge them always to blend upward. La'ela, la'ela. The difference between the masses and the elite should be clear. The patterns of the elite, they are wealthy, they have prestige, they have yichus. They are wealthy and they control their resources, they have yichus. And they have snob appeal as a result. And what's more, they have an incredible amount of power because they are educated. And social control is always with education. The vast majority of society's population, whose power and wealth and prestige are limited, are called Amcha, the masses. Hillel was the champion of the masses. He urged them always, La'ela, La'ela. Hillel Omer, Im Eina Nilimili, look at yourself. If you're not going to take care of yourself, no one else is. Now that you are a very beautiful human being, just for your own sake, Mani, what are you? Nothing more than an egotist, a fool, looking in the mirror. You'll have to extend yourself as you grow in self-image to show others how to do it also. Mekimi meyofo do. When you go ahead and you're picked up out of the schmutz, and you shine your shoes, and you've been to the hairdresser, and your clothes are neatly pressed, and you walk with a gait that is somewhat aristocratic. You know what? I'll teach it to someone else. The imlo achshav emosai emosai. And if you don't get moving to start working on yourself now, it ain't never going to be. Now. Take selection number 5 in the same vein. From Medrash Rabbah, Ki yomu chachicha is the pasuk. When your brother collapses on you, you know, the last time your knees gave in, did you fly up or did you fall down? Were you clean by the breezes of air or were you dirty by the sand and the schmutz? Under which you were, on top of which you fell. Ki yomu chachicha. Ahodoh hu dichsiv. Think about it in this way. The Pasuk says, Gomel nafsho ish chesed. If you're able to give from your own nefesh, then you're an ish chesed. Zeh hilal asokhein. You want to know what I'm talking about? Look at the original hilal. Shebisho shayon iftam u'talmidov. He used to leave his talmidim. His hayom haleich v'haleichim ahem. He would walk with them and they would walk with him. Once Amrulo Talmidov, his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, Lehecha Ataolech, where are you headed for? He said, Ma'alahem, I'm going to Lassos Mitzvah, I'm going to do a Mitzvah. He said, Amrulo, so he said to him, Rebbe, what Mitzvah, the Chima Mitzvah Zo? What Mitzvah are you about to do? Let us share with you. He said, Ma'alah, the Mitzvah is Lirchotz Bevei Samechotz, I'm going to take a shower. Gerayim and Shvitz. Mitzvah. Is Omrulo the Chizoy Mitzvah? As Megatin Bodaim, this is a mitzvah? How's that possible? Hillel Hazotrein, revenue! Zamalahem, listen to me carefully. Here's a marshal. You see that statue of Nero over there, of Julius Caesar, of Benjamin Franklin, of George Washington? You see that Jefferson sitting over there? You see all the birds, the pigeons flying around? I don't have to say anymore, right? Says Hillel. Okay, says Hillel. You see, Mayi Konin Shel Melochim. You see those marble and bronze statues that are only statues of Melochim. Of what? Of Amcha? Or the elite of Melochim, of aristocracy? Shema Amidim Osom Bebotei Teatros Bebotei Kirkusos. They put it in front of every theater, in every circus, in front of every Shea Stadium, in front of every Yankee Stadium of old, and in front of every Helen Hayes Theater. You see that? Mishen is mane aleihem. There's one person, there's one person who is in charge of a whole staff, Umolkon v'shotfan, he goes and he washes and he scrubs them. V'heimalim lo mezonos, and as a result, he gets bread for that, he gets paid for that. V'lo'od elashum yisgadelin gedolei malchus, as a result of being so careful with these statues, he is in the king's upper cabinet. Ani shenivreisi b'tzalun, ubi demus. Take a look at me. If Vinishkan clothes, you are looking at Tzelem and Musel Kim. Yachsiv ki b'tzelem erikimus v'asodom alachas kamo v'kamo. I will take a bath. What is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? La'eilo, hecher v'ndesa. Hillel, the champion of the masses. But let me ask you something. When you view the elite in juxtaposition to the masses, you see the cream of the crust and you see the amcha, there's a fundamental question that has to be asked. Can the amcha always rise? Can the amcha gain in yichus, or is it a closed system? Is it a closed system? Yeah. How do you know that it's a closed system, huh? How many? Closed system, let's see. They can rise. Cannot rise. Impossible. Why not? Yes, let's hear over here. Maybe not as a class, only Yechidim. Let's see. Famous Gemara that needs... You don't have it in front of you, though. A famous Gemara. Kol ha-Neviyim lo nisnabe'u elo b'matan shon shobalu tshuva. You read all the Neviim that you study here over the years, and they appear to be that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Achris HaGumim, is going to give strength for those who follow him. You know who he's talking about, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Balei Tshuva, to come close. Aval Tzadik Gemurim, but if you are Tzadik from birth, in utero, Ayin Lora Asolik Tulosecha. Neviim don't talk about that because it's just incomprehensible what the stars will be. In this Rabbi Yochanan, this is with Rabbi Avo. Because Rabbi Avo said differently, Mokum Shabbat B'Tshuva Omdim Shom is Sadikim B'Tshuva Omdim Shom. When you see Rabbi Tshuva could have gone the other way, then you put it in line first, Shenema, as opposed to Shalom Shalom. Come. La Rachoit V'Lo Korov. Today, you are near, but first you are rachok. Today you are korov, but first you are far away. I hear in this the strains in answer to the question, can the elite be invaded, so to speak, by the masses? And I would go ahead and say yes. Chidim who are ready to do that can always progress. The elite is the tzaddik, korov me, korov ahashko, the Gemara says, he is the one who was born a tzaddik because his mother was a tzaddikus and his father was a tzaddik and he saw grandparents who would tzikoni him all the way straight across the board. Kemchir Koshis he never had. To go look at television, he didn't have to. He just had to watch what he had. Tzaddik me, or he was the elite. And I'm Oret Meikara, one who didn't know the way, one who was a Rosh Meikara, who couldn't figure out the Derech HaTorah, now he has come back. Now he has come to the Derech HaTorah. Mokom Shabbat, Shivom Dim is Sadikim Gimur, Binyam Yochalam Abad. Yes, there are those, I don't know what it is, a Litvak or a Chassid is, you know why a Tzadik can't stand, Baal Shiva is around, Baal Shiva, Baal alright, well, don't forget about that. Yeah, Baal Shiva, Baal Shiva. It smells bad. But clearly the Gemara speaks these terms that there is equality of opportunity for all the elite and for all the masters. You will be as wealthy as you want to be if you work. You will be as yachsidik as much as you want to be if you will work on it. And as far as work is concerned, you can be as educated as you want. There are no impenetrable barriers to upward movement and social attainment. This was the Hillel that grabbed. Well,
personalities were greater than life itself. How should we act? That was my fourth question. How do we act today? Are we Hilonikis or Shomainikis? We know that the halacha is like Bruce Hillel because of the majority. God loved the common man, that's why he made so many of them. It has to be by definition. But before I answer it, and then all pandemonium may break loose, I want to just finish one more piece of Gemara. The second selection. Just to reinforce in your mind precisely what I am talking about in these two personalities of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the concerns of the elite or the concerns of the masses. The Gemara in Chagiga, Tomer Rabbonon Beis Shammai Amrim, Beis Shammai asked philosophically, Shemayim Nivra'u Techila Ve'achal Kach Nivra'i Sa'orez. What was created first? Esa Shemayim, Esa Oretz. Shinema, Breshis Bara Lekim, first Shemayim. It has to be by definition. But before I answer it, and then all pandemonium may break loose, I want to just finish one more piece of Gemara. The second selection. Just to reinforce in your mind precisely what I am talking about in these two personalities of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the concerns of the elite or the concerns of the masses. The Gemara in Chagiga, Tomer Rabbonon Beis Shammai Amrim, Beis Shammai asked philosophically, Shemayim Nivra'u Techila Ve'achal Kach Nivra'i Sa'orez. What was created first? Esa Shemayim, Esa Oretz. Shinema, Breshis Bara Lekim, first Shemayim, and then Oretz. And if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted the Shemayim first, says Beis Shammai, there's a reason there. Beis Hillel says, I understand the Pasuk very well. Esa Shemayim, Esa Oretz. But I'm telling you clearly, Eretz Nivreis Techila, Yachakot Shemayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam decided to make sure that there was a planet for people, and then he worried about the heavens for the astronauts. First Amcha, and then we'll worry about the elite. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Shenema, because I have a pasuk a little later on. B'yom asoyis elekim, Hashem elekim eretz b'shamayim. And here is the philosophical construct of the debate. Omar lahem Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, so Beis Hillel talks to Beis Shammai, the divrechem, the way you see things. Your perspective is Odom bone aliyah. You build your attic first, v'achakach bone bayis. Then you'll worry about the downstairs and the basement. First the attic, and then the foundation. Shenema habonesh b'shemayim ha'lesov ha'agudesei al eretz yisodo. First Shemayim and then eretz. So Beis Hillel tells this to Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel is saying, Na shekin, idiot. Na shekin. You're going to build your attic first, and then you work down as a tutman. That's the way you build something? Adova shal kayoma? Im Hashem lo yibne bayis? Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't build his house in this world that way. Eretz comes first, that's the foundation, then we'll worry about Shemayim. Nope. So they have to get back, Beis Shammai. It's Omar lahem Beis Shammai lo Beis Hillel, Divrechem, if I follow your perspective, your style on things, then if that's the case, Odom osef shraf 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 raf. A person goes ahead and first makes the stool on which he's going to rest his feet, the achakach osek kisei, and then he's going to worry about the chair. Don't you make the chair, it should be exactly as high and as comfortable as you want, and then parallel, you'll make what? The hassock. You'll make the stool over there. I need the chair first. The seat of the purpose of a chair is that a human being should be able to park himself, his weary bones down, and have a little menuchas nefesh. the chair is made, then you worry about the other things, like the hassock. And needless to say, there was never a resolution to these two perspectives, because these are two separate personalities that styled Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Are they bridgeable? I don't have time to answer that question. I need about another half an hour. And when I say I don't have time, it is that the tape goes off at 60 minutes. The tape's the boss. Can I turn it over on the other side? That's a theoretical possibility, but you've given me 1 hour and I have 3 minutes left. So I will go from my third question to the fourth question and then sum up. Is it not possible to say that today probably the Gemaras that we learned indicate that Hillel allowed the Gerim and the Baalei Tshuva a little more latitude, but we, the FFNB, from birth, we have to go according to Beis Shammai? For example, what trends are our yeshivas and our holy chassidish sub-communities going? When did we ever see in our American history what we have today? 40 years ago, it was either kosher or treif. Kosher, you bought in a kosher butcher shop. Treif, you went to the A&P. Today we have kosher. Blood kosher. If you are on 13th Avenue, you have glatt kosher to the second power. If you are on 16th Avenue, there is a store sign that says that we have the highest available kashrus standards as of 1:27 p.m. That is glatt kosher to the fourth power. And in Mattersdorf, Lahavdil ben Golus Nekodesh, in Mattersdorf, we have the Chumrah of the Week Club that says that if I did not progress with a Chumrah this week, I have wasted the week for which I will burn in Gehenna. I heard it with my own ears on the streets of Mattersdorf. Is that one-sided? Sure it is, but I'm not going to talk for more than an hour. I'll let you argue about it. But in case you want to see the flip side of it, when you get finished, you will go home and you will take a look at the Messias Yisharim, Perek Yutes, and his definition of the word Hasidus, Shamayism, elitism. I'll just tell you in one sentence. If you decide to become elite, you have to be elite from head to toe, on both sides. Ben Odom Lachaverum, Ben Odom Lamokom. Because would you wear Princess Di's outfit with Schmerl sneakers or Tom McCann's shoes? You deserve to be tarred and feathered for degrading the elite and for being so utterly common. Think about it. Thank you.